The Northern Berkshire Community Coalition announced its direction for the next fiscal year at its annual meeting Friday in Williamstown. Executive Director Amber Besaw spoke about what the region needs right now, especially in terms of leadership, after North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright announced he will not seek a fifth term and the death of State Representative Gail Ann Critty.
When we lose someone as important to us as Gail, and there's a loss to losing a mayor after 8 years, and it's an opportunity for new people take that new step into leadership and into a new role. So I think there's always going to be that sense of loss. No town, no city, no region is without its struggles and challenges, but being able to see the positives and focus on that and really work towards growing that is so important, and making sure that our view and our passions and the work that we're doing goes in the direction of positivity and creating a better place to live in. So that's one thing, so positive. And I think the other thing is hands-on. You know, Mayor Alkenbright was never short of saying, I'll be there. You saw him out in the community when it came to a work group or, you know, a meeting or something that, you know, involved the challenges in the community that the coalition was trying to put together. He was there, and if he could do it, he did. And I think that that's an important quality. It shows that, you know, he's a leader in the community, and he's a community member, and also doing something to really help drive the work that helps the community. I think that Representative Critty was a positive voice for the community. She was definitely hands-on. She was seen and she was known. But I think there's a lot of great people around that can step up and take this opportunity to serve their community in a different way.
What about NBCC's leadership? What's going on in the upcoming year that people can expect?
So I'm staying. We can expect that. That's great. you know, I think we can expect some stability this year in leadership. We have a plan in front of us to do our strategic planning. We've started the ball on that and really looking to our future and what does that mean and strengthening our programs. I think this is going to be a year, you know, we'll have our challenges. We always do. But I think this year with the board and myself, we're really looking to create a consistent year of leadership for the coalition.
Transportation was the kicker of this past year. How do you feel that transportation has improved or needs to be worked on after this year of study and involvement?
Yeah, transportation definitely came to the surface again this year. It typically does. I think it's an issue that many of us are familiar with over the last few years and certainly longer. I think the forum that we held in May that talked about transportation was enlightening in a lot of ways. I think it's important for us to be mindful of how we look at transportation and what the different options are. You know, on a day like today, when I look out my window and the sun is shining and I think, wow, I can walk today, I can ride my bike today, those are options we have. And I think the more we work to create a city that's walkable and bikeable and also to look at alternative options to car transportation, I think some of these solutions are going to come and it'll be a little easier. But it's a little bit of a change of mindset for many of us who are used to just getting in our car. So do I think things have changed dramatically? Probably not yet. But I do think that the potential is there and the work is there to make these changes over time.
Is there any category of focus for next year?
Yeah. I think that, you know, there are some things that we definitely are looking to sort of explore in our community. One is education, and looking at some of the work that has been happening over the past couple years around education in, you know, Berkshire County, but also specifically North Berkshire, and what that kind of looks like in the face of some of the new challenges to our school systems. We also would like to really look at our community members who have been incarcerated and are coming back to the community, and how are we as a community supporting them. So I think those are two sort of new areas that we'd like to bring out and talk about. And I think we also will be looking to talk about some other topics that are yet undetermined, but we have some inklings of what might come up. So